When I came to London, it was to study at St. Martin's School of Art because I had heard that this is where conceptualism was happening. And the very next day, I think, after I arrived, there was the largest demonstration ever against the war in this country. The streets were filled. The art schools were occupied, right? And just hot on the heels of that was the beginning of the women's movement. Everything was changing at the same time. We were trying to change our personal lives. First of all, we started trying to live collectively. We thought different forms of family were possible. There were different ways of taking care of children. You know, women weren't taken seriously. You have to remember that. There were no women in government. There were no women in teaching. I was the first woman to have an artist residency at Cambridge. I was the first woman to teach a course on women in art at Camberwell. Everything seemed to be a first.